Hi, Mark Ravisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers.
Today is Wednesday, March 6, 2024, and this is episode
81.
And it is entitled, What Are You Doing, God? We've all had situations in life where we wonder, God, what are you doing? This doesn't make sense. I know life's not fair, and it's not supposed to be fair, but really, this just doesn't make sense to me. Let me tell you a true story of a friend of mine named Ben. Ben was is the most evangelistic person you'll ever meet. He doesn't go anywhere without sharing Jesus with someone. He doesn't leave anyone without an invitation to church. He makes sure that wherever he is, the good news is shared. One day, early in the morning, Ben was on his way to work when a drunk driver who had been out at the bar all night drinking was on his way home at the same time, and he crossed the line and hit Ben head on. Ben is a big guy in a little car, and it looked like a very dire situation. They had to get him out of the car and transport him to the hospital and begin checking him for injuries. Immediately, the church prayer chain went out, praying for his health and his safety. And everybody began asking the same questions. Why Ben? Like, we know Jesus sustains the church, the Holy Spirit grows the church, but he uses people to help in that process. And Ben, why, he's one of the best. I don't know if anybody made a stronger appeal for people to know Jesus than Ben in that community. Why him? Why now? Well, as they scanned him over, it was amazing to find out there were very few serious injuries to be found. But they did notice one thing. On his kidney, there was a spot. And that was a little unusual. So they did a little bit more scanning, and they discovered that that spot was cancer. There had been no symptoms. There had been no signs. But the doctors discovered if this had been allowed to continue to grow, by the time they discovered it, he might have lost a kidney, or much worse. The fact that he was in the car wreck and they had to do a scan to check for injuries allowed them to find the cancer and not only save his kidney, but potentially save his life. So often we ask God, what are you doing? This doesn't make sense. Why would you let this happen? It reminds me of the end of the book of Job. The whole book, Job asks the same questions. God, what are you doing? I don't get it. And then God says, Job, let me ask you some questions. And he begins looking at nature. He begins looking at different things in life. He points out all these unknown things to Job that God knows. And he says, Job, if I've got all these things handled, don't you think I can handle your life as well? And Job, in one of the most profound statements ever made, says, Lord, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes see you. Why, God? What are you doing? We may not know the answer at this moment, but our job is to trust him moving forward. This has been Mark Ravisky. For Parables That Preach, until next time, preach the word.